And I'm not saying that the local population and everyone should be a water expert. That's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is that for those water experts in civil society that have a word to say, that they should have a capacity and a possibility to do so. And that's the sort of things that we shouldn't forget, that when we fight for the right to participate, we are not fighting, and that's the counter-arguments that we are often hearing. Yes, but you are going to ask your grandma to come and give her opinion on the new water policy. No, that's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying. I know enough academic professors that know what they're talking about. And just because they are left-wing or not from the right governmental party, they don't have an opportunity to access this negotiation. Or this NGO that has grassroots, that is embedded, that builds the capacity of consumers, consumer associations. Or it can be also the trade unions. All these stakeholder groups have a word to say. And so fighting for this participation, that's the sort of parameters. And then, not the last one, access to remedy and justice. So sustainable development, all these administrative processes, access to information, participation, need to be challenged also before courts. So under the UPR, there is this unique opportunity. So that let me bring it back to the original starting point. Let's not forget that the UPR is a unique mechanism that forces and invites the Office of the High Commissioner to bring together the different pieces of information from the various UN agencies. That's unique. That doesn't exist elsewhere. Mainstreaming human rights in UN agencies, the one UN that Kofi Annan was already speaking about, here we have a concrete instrument. And I can tell you, the Office of the High Commissioner is very happy if we can help them out on one concrete human right, to bring the pieces together on one specific issue for one country. Because, of course, they are overwhelmed by their work. Don't ask me how much staff have to compile these documents, these 10 pages. So the more work, the more shadow reports civil society sends, the happier they are. And the more human rights, different types of human rights you can cover, the more you're going to help your country, because we all know about this interdependency. And with that, I will close. Is that if we just focus on the civil and political rights, that's the peace dimensions perhaps, but we're completely leaving aside the development. And that's the beautiful words that Kofi Annan said. Don't forget about this interdependency when you write and work on the UPR. There will be no development without security, no security without development. And both development and security depend on the rule of law and the enjoyment of human rights.